Hey everybody, this is Stelly FD.
And this is Heaton Shaw.
And today on the Startup Chat, what we want to talk about is we want to share some tips on how to optimize the time to respond.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh shit, we got it!
For people trying to get shit done.
Done, yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
Right, so first, let's talk about why it's really important to have a quick turnaround time, especially in today's world. And this is people emailing you, people pinging you on social media, but probably even more importantly, people that come to you and are interested in your product or service and want to start a communication or a conversation with you. Why it's important to get back to them really, really quickly. And then let's share some tips and tricks on tools and methodologies that startups can use and founders can use to become better at shortening their turnaround time.
Yeah, man, I'm probably the worst at this in a weird way where like I have a need to just respond as fast as I possibly can to everybody.
You're crazy.
And so this might be a little bit of therapy for me. So you tell me how people should be thinking about this. But for me, if I get a customer support message or if someone wants to buy something from me or if I get even an email, my typical response is to try to answer it as soon as I possibly can, within seconds if I can. One of the things that's worse for me is that the positive feedback I get on my response time makes me want to keep doing that, and it's horrible. So this is probably therapy. I'd love to hear what your take is on this.
Okay. So I'm thinking right now, maybe we should start on the like personal inbox level and then work our way to the company-wide level. And so on the personal side, I know intimately about your issues with this because we do have a little bit of a shared inbox for the Startup Chat, right? We love to hear from people. People email us all the time with their questions, with their challenges, sometimes with their praise. You can always get in touch with us, stelly@close.io, hnchaw@gmail.com. And in the early days of this podcast, I was even trying to attempt to compete with you on response, Brian, and losing consistently. And then eventually I just gave up and I was like, all right, you know, if somebody emails us 9 out of 10 times, I won't be able to compete with Heaton's turnaround time. In case that doesn't happen for whatever reason, I'll chime in. Or if I have to add something to, you know, whatever your response is, I'll do that. And I remember talking to you about this and I remember the thing that stuck with me was you saying that a quick turnaround time is kind of the your first way or one way of how you create brand. And how you stand out, because people are not used to hearing back very quickly in general, but they're even less used to it and less expecting of it when they email people that are in high demand, quote unquote, or that seem to be getting lots and lots of email. So when you, as somebody that's in such high demand, somebody that people admire and look up to, when you reply or respond within a short period of time and always very thoughtfully and with great advice, or at least with a very helpful stance, it blows people's minds away and it creates a very strong and emotional impression on them. And I remember hearing you say that and thinking, oh my God, this makes so much sense. I shall also try to get better at this. But I have to admit that I'm, you know, that I personally, the way that I do it is because I don't like doing email on my phone and because I've deinstalled email on my phone because I do a terrible job at responding on my phone. I try to be really good at responding to people when I'm at my laptop, but I'm also kind of made my peace with it that at times where I'm not at work, I'm not going to be having this like insane turnaround time on at least on personal email or emails that go into my inbox. But I've always been so impressed with you. I've been impressed with some other people as well. You know, it's been a few years, but I remember Seth Godin or Mark Cuban have been people I've emailed with that I was blown away back then. This is now, you know, 8 years ago, 9 years ago. But I remember still, almost a decade later, how impressed I was that these people were responding to me within like minutes. And so I admire that, but I can't compete. Like, I've not attempted to do that myself, but I can highly recommend it if you can. But I don't know if it's always advisable. Do you, because you said you have an issue with it, are there times a day where you wish you didn't have that, like, need to respond really quickly?
Yeah, of course. Like, and I've gotten better at it, but then I swing the other way and I have emails that I haven't responded to in too long. Right. So I think it just has a lot to do with time management, to be honest. And so there's a few concepts, time management and context switching. I think those are the two most important things that it has to do with. And most things that people say or believe, I usually don't believe. So like people say that it's bad if you're context switching and it takes you time to ramp up to the new thing. So if you're working, let's say I'm writing a blog post, for example, and then I, for some reason, decide to go check my email. It takes me longer to come back to the blog post than if I would have not just checked my email ever and just finished the blog post. I think there's a lot of science and theories that say that's how it works, right? That it takes longer for you to come back to something after you get away from it as a for the use case of a distraction. So in that context, I'm like, yeah, maybe that's true, right? Like I should manage my time better so I don't get distracted by these random things coming in. Not random, but, you know, email or things that I feel the need to be on top of, whether it's, for me right now, it would be email and support, right? Coming in, or a Slack message with someone with a massive, like, need, right? Or like a need for something from me. So those are the three places that I get pulled into these days on the whim. And I've found that for myself, I'm very good at context switching and then switching back. And I have a lot of practice with it. What I've also learned is that most people are not very good at that. So, and they do lose some amount of energy as they're switching back and forth for the thing that they were doing that they need to come back to. So if you are one of those people, which I think is the most common case where context switching is very damaging to your time management, then don't do it. I think it's horrible. I think it's a bad idea. Check your email every 2 hours, every 3 hours, set a schedule for it, be more structured if you can, or just turn it off and check it when you feel like it, not when you're doing something else. So I think that's important. To me, though, like, I'm very much like a people person, for lack of a better way to say it, and also an introvert at the same time, or can be, where I want my own time and space. And so if I'm a people person and I want to please people, make them happy, to me, that's the mental model that makes me want to respond to them. So, you know, as with many things we would talk about here in a startup chat, one of the biggest things for this is, like, just know yourself. And make sure you understand the reason why you either are lagging on a response or are like me and wanting to respond really fast. For me, I'm a people person. I want to please them. So I will respond because it makes them happy, right? Which has little to do with me and my time management. And it probably is detrimental. While other folks, when they see an email come in, they take it as a emotional drain. Or when they see something come in, they take it personally. They take it as emotional drain. They take it in a much different way than I do. And I've seen that with people I work with where they get a support ticket in and they're like, oh crap, I have to answer. I have to answer. And for me, it's like, oh, I get to make someone happy today. Right. And I think that mindset of what your response is, what your trigger is when you receive something really determines what your ability, how you frame the response to it. And I'm not saying either is good or bad. I've just seen reactions to things like this that lead to certain behavior that then affect your time.
I love that. All right, so let's switch from personal to business, right? I mean, the two things for people like us are kind of almost the same.
But not for everyone.
But not for everyone. And it's still not quite, right? But let's go from the individual to kind of a team and the perspective of that. I'll throw out a claim, and that is that, you know, what I've learned in my life as an entrepreneur, both in any kind of capacity of doing sales, is that the time to respond when there's incoming interest, a prospect, a lead, a sign-up, a trial, somebody wanting to get in touch with you because they're curious, they have questions, or they're interested in your service or your product in any way, shape, or form possible, the turnaround time from them reaching out to you and you getting back to them, that turnaround time is everything. And it's everything both from a branding and having an opportunity to wow and create an impression perspective, but it's also everything from a actually having a chance to convert that interest into business, right? From a real business perspective, because what I always teach founders is that there's no such thing as an old and hot lead, right? There's such thing does not exist. Somebody that came to your site a year ago and requested a demo is as cold of a contact as somebody that's never heard of you and you're reaching out to present something. Both, you would think, well, that person a year ago came to us, so they're probably more qualified, they probably remember us, they're probably still maybe somewhat interested in the conversation. But the results, the numbers, prove that you're going to get the same response if you email a list of leads that are over a year old, although they were inbound and maybe warm or hot, versus when you cold email a highly qualified list of people, right? You're going to get the same open rates, the same response rates, the same kind of results. Because once intent and timing really matters, and Google has shown that with their business model and the amount of money that they were made, that I might be a potential customer to you in life, but the timing truly, truly matters. So if you get back to me very quickly, both the chances of you now getting to get another response from me and get the communication conversation started dramatically increase, and the chance that I'm not going to be somebody that's going to turn into a real prospect and eventually and hopefully into a customer dramatically increase. So from a business perspective, your company should optimize the hell out of turnaround time when it comes to communication, especially with prospects, and do anything and everything possible to get in touch with people really quickly once they show interest. It breaks my heart how many startups today, not like 20 years ago, today, with all the tools, all the technologies, everything that's available for them to automate some of this and to make this feasible and possible at scale, how many startups, you could go to their website and fill out a form that you want a demo or some kind of a contact, and it takes days, sometimes a week or two until they get back to you. It's insanity. So that, throwing that out of the way, maybe we can just for the last few minutes of the podcast give teams that agree with this and want to improve on it, give them some tools, some hacks, some ways of doing it and really decreasing the time to respond in their company in the next week or two.
Yeah. I don't see enough people monitoring their response time. How about that?
Yeah.
I'm just going to start with that one. Monitor your response time. Know how fast you are or slow you are.
Beautiful. Yeah. I would agree with that 1,000%. Most people don't know. Time to find out. Maybe find out right now. If you have a team, sign up with an alias email account and see what happens, and a phone number and see what happens, right?
Test your team. That's great.
Test your team. Secret shopper your team, right? And even if you think you know the process, even if you put the process in place yesterday, do it anyways and see what happens and time it, right? Time it. All right, that's beautiful. Okay, so my advice is look for ways to automate this. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a habit or almost nobody's going to be as good as you in terms of their personal time management. Try to create automation, right? So what does that mean? That means use email tools, drip email tools, email automation tools, and set things in process. So when somebody signs up with an email or downloads a white paper or a piece of content or requests a demo or anything, that the first response is both individual in terms of from what email it comes and what the email looks like, but it's automated. So people get a response that starts immediately saying, let's say somebody signs up for a demo, a response happens and says, hey, I saw your demo request come through. That's exciting. Here's a link to schedule a time to get the demo going, or here's the number one question most people have and an answer, and please hit reply and let me know XYZ, whatever the next step is. But write up the first email in a way that's automated when you can, if you can, or when you do phone calls like we do. We call our incoming trial signups, and what we'll do is we'll actually use a little bit of automation to make sure that when somebody fills out a form and puts in their phone number, that our sales reps get that phone number.